In a Wednesday extraordinary meeting in Khartoum, members of the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition said Hamdok should continue to be prime minister during the next phase of the transitional period. Hamdok is tasked with moving the country forward to achieve comprehensive peace, economic reform, and sustainable democratic transformation. Participants at the meeting also resolved to create 6 more ministerial positions to include members of the Sudan Revolutionary Front Coalition. The new ministers have yet to be named. Forces for Freedom and Change officials praise Hamdok for his achievements over the last year, including Juba peace deal and expanding Sudan's external relations with the international community. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone in Khartoum, Hassan Hajali, a political science lecturer at Khartoum University, says Hamdok will continue to be the only candidate at the moment since the coalition is experiencing internal divisions over certain political issues.
For them, it's better to keep Hamdok, although there are so many criticism against him, than to get into another dispute and over who will succeed him. So this is a kind of freezing the dispute over the replacement of Hamdok, actually, than a vote of confidence in his abilities or his performance.
Ali says even though Hamdok's performance has not met expectations of the Sudanese revolutionaries over the past year, he has scored some significant achievements. Apart from Hamdok's role in expanding Sudan's relations with the international community, Ali says Hamdok succeeded in reducing international economic sanctions on Sudan and made progress toward getting the country removed from the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism.
This is an important contribution, the Juba peace agreement, although it is not comprehensive, but at least is a big leap forward toward achieving a complete peace in the country. And the way he managed the relationship with the military component also is another credit.
Ali says Hamdok has also been a key player in reforming Sudan's laws that move the country toward becoming a democracy. He says Hamdok's leadership has been appreciated by many European countries, but notes some of the Sudan's regional allies are working to promote the country's military component more than civilian rule.
Promoting the civilians, meaning consolidating democracy in the country. And democracy, it brings a lot of concern for these Gulf countries. From my own observations, also the Egyptians, they prefer the military. Sisi himself is a military man, so he can communicate better with the military counterparts in the country.
Ali believes the main challenge facing the country now is its deteriorating economy.
We need new programs, new direction for the government to tackle the issue of how to increase the production in the country, how to enhance the capabilities of the Sudanese people in order to increase at least the exports of the country. But the expansion is really a political move in order to accommodate more people in the government.
The transitional period has been renewed for 39 months beginning October 3rd in accordance with the Juba Peace Agreement. Major changes are expected within the Sovereign Council and the Cabinet in accordance with the peace deal. 3 more Sovereign Council members are expected to be announced within days by Sovereign Council leader Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, bringing the total to 14 members. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.